Canton police say one of three suspects in a double homicide has been arrested. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Alliance turned himself in to police and U.S. Marshals this afternoon. He and 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton were wanted on aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice charges. 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast Sunday morning. Police say both women had been shot. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton is wanted for aggravated murder and aggravated arson. Storms have already caused scattered power outages across parts of Northeast Ohio, and more rain is on the way. Flood watches remain in effect through Wednesday morning for Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties. The National Weather Service says another 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible through tonight, with isolated areas picking up more. Repeated storms could cause flash flooding of creeks, streams, and low-lying areas. Felony reckless homicide case against two former Canton police officers is over after they pleaded guilty to lesser misdemeanor charges. Bo Shanegi pleaded guilty Monday in common pleas court to dereliction of duty, while Camden Birch pleaded guilty to failure to report a crime. The pleas came as jury selection was beginning in their trial over the 2024 death of Frank Tyson. Sentencing will take place after pre-sentencing investigations. Both officers must immediately resign from the Canton Police Department. They were originally indicted on reckless homicide charges. A Stark County grand jury has indicted a Canton woman on a charge of voluntary manslaughter in a June 14th shooting death. 38-year-old Leanne Haynes accused of killing 43-year-old Ronnie Brown at the Hillview Apartments on 6th Street Northeast. Police say Brown was shot in a rear parking lot. The indictment says Haynes acted in a sudden fit of rage following a serious provocation by Brown. A firearm specification is attached. Haynes remains jailed on a $1.5 million bond. Historic stained glass windows were damaged at a Canton church June 5th. The man responsible will now pay $14,000 in restitution. 30-year-old Michael Hrinda of Canton pleaded guilty Wednesday to desecration in common pleas court. Prosecutors say Hrinda threw landscaping lights through five windows at the Basilica of St. John the Baptist. Three of the windows were about 120 years old. The windows were valued at about $4.8 million. Hrinda was sentenced to 3 years of probation and substance abuse treatment. Alliance City Council has a new president, Julie Jackmedes, sworn into the position Monday. Jackmedes was selected by the Stark County Republican Central Committee to fill the unexpired term of Art Garns, who resigned for health reasons. The only other applicant was attorney Sean Robertson. He and Jackmedes made five-minute presentations before the vote by 15 precinct representatives. Jackmedes was sworn in by Municipal Court Judge Andy Zumbar. She previously served 4 terms as an at-large council member and resigned in 2018. Canton Township homeowners will not have to annex into Canton just to receive or keep city water under a new 25-year agreement. Canton City Council unanimously approved the deal with Canton Township Monday. The agreement divides responsibilities for police, fire, roads, and EMS. It also calls for sharing some tax revenue from newly annexed commercial properties and hotels. Canton City Schools might have to ask voters for more money as the district faces a projected $25 million deficit 4 years from now. The school board Monday approved a 4-year forecast showing an $11 million shortfall in 2029. Treasurer Jeff Gruber says the district has lost nearly $10 million a year in state operating funds. He adds another state corrective action plan is likely if the deficit continues. The district has cut more than 100 positions, closed schools, and reduced other costs. More than $1.3 million going toward road paving in Lake Township. Trustees approved the payment to North Star Asphalt for this year's paving program. Township also received more than $44,000 for road safety signs and approved the purchase of a new 12-ton trailer. Plans are moving forward for a North Canton Soccer Club complex with 10 fields on up to 22 acres at 1499 Midway Street. Daniel Whitley will spend 18 years to life in prison for the May 2025 murder of James Powell in East Liverpool. The 33-year-old East Liverpool man was sentenced Monday in Columbiana County Court. He pleaded guilty in June to murder with a 3-year firearm specification. Prosecutors say the shooting stemmed from a romantic dispute involving a woman both men were involved with. Whitley shot Powell, then fled. Police later found him hiding under a nearby home. A gas leak forced the evacuation of nearby homes after a vehicle crashed into a house near Salem. Police say the vehicle drove through a yard and hit the home on Highland Avenue in Perry Township around 1:30 Sunday morning, severing a gas line. A telephone pole was also hit, causing low-hanging wires to spark. The driver was taken to a hospital and cited for OVI and failure to control.